This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Graphic artist Frank Miller joins Robert Rodriguez as co-director in their sequel to the 2005 film, which really at the time was groundbreaking visually and brought back a 40s and 50s Hollywood film noir style to the screen in a way that we hadn't seen before, and is very memorable in a number of ways. In the 10 years that have passed, or the 9 years to be exact, since the original, everything's changed a little bit. Mostly Mickey Rourke, Jessica Alba, Rosario Dawson, Bruce Willis, and Ray Liotta. Everybody looks about 10 years older. And Clive Owen is missing, curiously. Other than that, we got Josh Brolin, and everything else is similar to the first one. And if you never saw the first one, you might not realize what you're missing in its freshness and its kind of the way it jumped off the page. This one kind of just glitters off the page a little bit. It's still visually impressive. The story itself is a standard femme fatale story, which draws upon the power and the danger of the seductiveness of a certain type of woman and her allureness to sort of take a certain kind of man and wrap him around her finger. The Police sang about it in a song called "I'll Be Wrapped Around Your Finger." And in the sort of the 2014s, I guess this year, it's become sort of, it almost seems dated to have such a blatant gender sort of battleground, only because this kids today, as they say in the business, are sort of savvy about the ways that genres have manipulated sort of traditional storylines for ease of use and shortcuts, and it almost is not self-conscious enough. It's just a traditional classic Hollywood noir film. So you wonder if it's watchable by millennials who are so savvy about the coded sort of messages from the old Hollywood films. So you understand that the people working within the genre are masters of deconstruction. Robert Rodriguez, along with, of course, Tarantino, has his way with just about everything he works on and goes over the top sort of schlocky Italian Mondo style. And this film won't disappoint you if you like the first one. If you didn't like the first one, you'll hate it.